but who don't need hospital care. Plaintiffs' lawyers say they may appeal a federal judge's dismissal of a lawsuit over the release of water from the two West Harris County reservoirs after Harvey. Judge Lawrence Smith ruled yesterday that the Army Corps of Engineers can't be held responsible for imperfectly handling floodwaters that result from an act of God. For more news, listen to The Daily Dive. The big news stories explained, not shouted. Listen to The Daily Dive each day on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Margot Moreno.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or iHeartMedia.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Baby, do you want to go higher? Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Navi Mendoza. She's in studio today. Aviana Barrientos has a migraine, so she's home chilling.
Not here.
That's right. Mo Brosset and Tina Burnett. Oh, my gosh. You guys
gang's
have worked.
All here.
Yeah, you're the gang's all here.
Yes.
It's great to have you guys in studio. Did you work out this morning?
I've trained, worked other people out.
You didn't,
trained
but you
four,
didn't work out yourself?
Four people before I got here. I didn't have time.
You didn't have time?
I'm not either.
No.
You didn't?
I'm not. I used to work out in the morning, but I like it more in the afternoon now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going after this to work out.
Well, you know, Tina's my trainer. Right now I'm on a sabbatical with her just because, but I did, I'm fine. You know, went to the doctor, got a, you know, a good
green
report.
Light.
Got the green light because I was a little scared, you know, there to exercise after, you know, going to the hospital twice. Kind of scare the crap out of you. But no, I'm fine. And but I started doing exercise every single morning now. Like, I've been religious about it.
What are you
doing? Yeah, what are you
doing? Well, I'm just doing steady state cardio right now, just on my spin bike and getting up and doing HIIT training. Because, you know, and I do it for a short time, not a long time. I get a 2-minute warm up, 15 minutes on the bike, and then a 2-minute, cool down.
Right.
Yeah. And then I've been lifting some weights, doing squats and stuff like that. That's my workout, plain and simple. But that way I'm not like overthinking it for right now till I get back training with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's
keeping
great.
Myself in good shape. But it's amazing, you know, the mental aspect of exercise. You guys both know it well, but I encourage everyone out there listening. Seriously, that is part of why I ended up at the hospital. I got out of my regular routine, you know, and then it's a slippery slope from there. It is. Next thing you know, you got more stress because you're not eliminating your stress through exercise. So then you're drinking more and you're not sleeping as well and blah, blah, blah. And it just snowballs on you.
Yep.
And you got to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And if you're stressed, you know, maybe the best thing to do also is when you get up in the morning is do something more like yoga or some animal flow or some type like Tai Chi.
Animal float? What is that?
Animal flow. Yeah, not float.
Animal flow?
Type of yoga.
It's a type of movement pattern. It's they base it around some of the primary or primal movements that animals make. So they've got movies, you know, they've like crab, or they have various names for them, loaded beast, bear crawl, stuff like that.
Okay, so the crab, you're obviously crawling around on the floor.
No, you can, or you're like, it's hard to describe for the radio, but you're essentially you're facing up, your heels are tucked in by your butt, your hands are behind you, and you're pushing your hips up into the air like a glute bridge, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
you're pushing through
that.
The heel of your hands and the heel of your feet to elevate you, so you're engaging the whole posterior chain, your glutes, your rear delts, and you're opening up the hips, you're opening up the front of the body, and giving the body energy.
I love stuff like that. Another thing I've been doing is I've been shooting hoops, even though I suck.
Yeah.
Because I'm so short, you know. But getting out there and, like, just dribbling the basketball and, you know, taking shots and missing almost every single
all
time.
All that matters.
But it's out there getting movement, getting
that's
out
right.
and outside. And that's really, you know, what it's all about is just keeping yourself moving. So I'm very interested in this, though. So the crab.
Yeah.
Then what are some other ones? I'm going to do them tomorrow morning.
Well, you've got.
I'll take some video.
Yes, no,
I'm joking.
Take some video.
Seriously
but
joking.
One is you can have, like... the beast position or bear crawl position, people are familiar with bear crawl.
Yeah.
So if you're in on all fours facing down, like you would be, and if you were doing like a bird dog type movement, but you're not on your knees, you're just on the balls of your feet and your hands. Hands are underneath your shoulders, knees are directly underneath your hips. So you're supporting yourself, your core, through your hands and feet, and that's the bear crawl. So then you could walk forward, you could walk sideways, you could walk backwards.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a smooth type of flowy.
Let's start an exercise group and we'll do like the animal moves with like some fantastic movement.
When I was at Paleo FX,
I mean a music.
Yeah, I created a style called MOGA, which is a combination of animal flow, yoga, and some other primal movements.
I love it.
That was all tied in with breath work and intention. It was designed and is designed to open up the front of your body because we're all flexed forward so much.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so it's designed to get everything in the backside of you opened up. And strong, which would open up the front side, giving you more energy, giving you clarity. It's great for people throughout the course of the day to use at the office just to get up and literally just extend your spine.
Yeah. No, I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to write all these down when we go to break. They're kind of like, now, Tina used to make me do the inchworms. I'm not crazy about the inchworms. That's an insect move, though.
No. No, you know what inchworms
yeah.
are.
Oh, yeah. Inchworms are great.
They're great.
Yeah, they're great. Except if you're,
movement.
I'm tight. You know, I'm super tight.
Which is why you need to do
them. Which is why I need to do them.
Exactly.
I know.
Thank you, Mo.
I know.
I
got your back,
Tina.
She's
like, I don't want to do them. I'm like, I don't care.
Okay, so I'm going to do the bear crawl. I'm going to do the crab. I'm going to do the inchworms. What's another animal move? How about the cat? What's the cat do? How about a dog? What's a dog do?
You
have the cat cow.
Yeah, cat cow. Yeah, that's one.
You have
that's
the what?
That's one of the yoga moves. The cat cow move.
Where you're on all fours and then you round your back.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Cat. Stand and
yeah.
round.
Yeah. Okay, there's a cat one.
Yeah.
Anything else? Is there a dog move? You put your
go outside,
put your leg on, pee on everything?
You have down, no. You have down dog, you have up dog, which if you're talking traditional yogic terms, I don't know the Sanskrit name of it.
Okay.
Just call it down dog, up dog, cobra. Scorpion position. So all these different movements.
I'm feeling it. I want to do some yoga.
It's
fun. I used to do yoga with Patty DiBernardo.
What's her name?
Patty DiBernardo.
Kind of faded off there.
She might even be listening right now. But I'm actually meeting her tomorrow. She was on, she got diagnosed with an eye cancer. And so she is fighting that, but she's got an incredible spirit. But the reason she's got such an incredible spirit, guess what it is, you guys?
What is that?
Exercise.
She's a yogi. She's and she teaches spin class, and she's always exercised her whole life. Mm-hmm. And she has an amazing attitude about fighting this thing. So
that's a huge part of it.
It is a huge part of it. I think of Dr. Alvin Dannenberg and his, outlook or perspective on fighting cancer. And he was supposed to be, gone months and months ago. And he's beat that diagnosis by, I think, almost a year now.
Absolutely.
And really thriving, doing well, doing a lot of different things. Yeah. One of the things he does is take Terraflora, just by the way, one of our sponsors.
Right. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks so much about that. What he does in his seminars and his workshops is thought creates reality. So you can turn on or off genes in a second by your thoughts.
Yeah, I love that. I love his writings.
Yeah.
He's an incredible author. He's one of the few people I really admire that I have not had on the show yet. I'm going to have to look into that. He's amazing.
Dr. Joe Dispenza?
Yeah.
Dispenza? Mm-hmm.
He's Italian.
Of course.
Here we go.
Of course he is.
This is a record. You brought it in
12,
like 8 minutes in that you're Italian.
I know. All right.
It has to come at some point.
I'm proud of you.
Guess what I had for dinner last night? Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Of course.
And a salad. Oh, my gosh. Well, we've got a fantastic show coming up. Tina Burnett's going to be talking about a New York Times article combining aerobics and weights to optimal weight control. I think that's kind of what I'm doing right now, actually, with the spinning and lifting the weights. But yep. And Mo Brosat's going to be talking about negations and affirmations. Can't wait. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Here comes the sun, I say.
Yep.
You guys ready to dance?
To this? All day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's another thing I need to do more of is dancing. Dancing and singing.
Oh.
And listening to live
dancing
music.
Friday night.
You will? Oh, yeah.
We did.
Where are you going?
No, we went dancing.
Oh, you went
last
dancing.
Night. All night long. So fun.
Well.
Where'd you go dancing?
Well, I was in San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Yeah. You were in San Diego. So
there's
was
plenty
it.
Of places there.
So
I'm
what
sure.
was this? I've always wanted to open a dance club. For years, I've wanted to. I've got all the plans in my head.
You mean like wanted a, night, to do, a nightclub dance
like,
club?
Like a dance club that's like just
dance.
For dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no alcohol, you know.
Oh.
Do whatever you want before you come, but be prepared to rock it.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I've wanted to do it for years. I have these cages that would come down out of the ceiling.
Oh. I may
with
have
guys
danced
and
in a cage
girls
before.
And, you know, two guys, two girls, and different, you know, different yeah. cages, but in the, you know, like back in the, you know, the old, like
the start
in the
club
90s.
Days.
Like, yeah, the start club.
I danced in
yeah,
a cage
yeah,
at
yeah.
start club once.
You did?
A couple of times, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did what?
Yeah.
When it was, after it was start club. I danced in one of the cages.
So did they have, I can't, I don't know. I think I went to the Start Club once when it, like
oh,
in the
I
90s.
I went a bunch of times.
Did you?
Yeah.
But I don't, it had a cage, they had dancers and cages?
They didn't there.
Okay.
Not when it was Start Club.
No, after the Start
but
Club.
After
yeah.
they did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay. Well, I,
what was, see, was it
Great Minds Think Alike.
I don't remember.
Yeah, there's just, I don't know.
A long time
ago. I don't know. I just see them suspending coming down from the ceiling and, you know.
Well, there's places in like other.
With smoke too, like fog.
Oh, yeah.
States that have that.
Of course you need fog.
You need fog. I used to have a fog machine. I lost it in my divorce.
That's the one that
my
you
first
lost
one.
That. Who, of all the things, he was like, I need
kidding.
The fog machine.
What did he want with that fog machine?
Well, we used to put fog in the and like, you know, dance and have parties
oh.
and stuff. Yeah.
I think I would
have,
use it. That
would
everybody
be like
my get ready in the morning.
Machine, you know?
I would have it set off on a timer so when
cool?
I walked out of my bedroom. It was like, shh, here
yeah.
you are.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love having both of you guys in studio. Let me tell everybody who you are if they're just now joining us for the first time. Mo Brosat has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. He has been training people for 24 years. That's a long time.
That's a
really long time. Same with Tina. Tina, how many years for you? Over 30 years.
I'll be hitting 35 years.
Wow.
This.
So you started when you were 15 or 12, right?
Yeah, exactly. actually 18.
18.
I was literally.
No, I know you did.
I was still in high school.
Is that part of the 35 years? Don't even
yeah,
go there.
I included that.
Oh, okay, good.
Of course, I started teaching aerobics in the middle of my senior year in high school.
Wow.
I've been in the
Look
industry for that long. Yeah.
Did you have the little, you know, the...
The leg warmers,
the leg warmers, and the headbands, and the thong
yes.
leotard
belt.
Yeah.
And the
oh,
belt.
Yeah. Of
no.
course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was it. The 80s. 80s aerobics classes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
My body's so beat up now from jumping all around, and then I did running. I was running, doing all that stuff. But it was that high intensity pound.
Yeah.
I was doing that and running and other stuff.
So. I never did the aerobics class. I just never did. I think I did like a. You know, I've done like a. I'm just not one to do a class like that. That's not my thing.
Yeah,
so, but I did used to exercise
a lot.
A lot
of people's thing.
But I love to dance, but that's I mean, it's kind of the same. But it's great having you guys in studio. Mo Brosat, I want to let you know, too, that he is, you know, he has this unique program. He helps these adaptive athletes overcome physical, emotional, and mental pain, fear, and self-doubt. He is a corporate speaker on fear and human potential, where he teaches companies and individuals how to achieve professional and personal goals, overcome limiting beliefs, and use fear as your greatest tool for success. And Tina Burnett, she has a bachelor's of kinesiology. She is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. She is certified in biomechanics, and she is part of the Aerobic and Fitness Association of America. And she's been in the fitness industry now for over 30 years, teaching cardiovascular classes at several of Dallas's top studios and health clubs, as well as instructing and developing resistance training programs for individuals and groups in the gym and at home. She has also been named the top female personal trainer in DFW by the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame. And I love having you guys in studio. You can contact Mo Brossette at Brossette Performance Coaching on Instagram and TB Fitness Pro on Instagram for Tina. And I'll put your other information out later in the show. But let's get talking about this. So combine, this is an article from the New York Times, combining aerobics and weights tied to optimal weight control. Okay, so what are the studies saying? What's being discussed in this article?
Well, this is not new news. I mean, you know, actually, Aviana approached me with this and said, would you talk about this article? Because it's interesting. Because it just came out, although I think perhaps maybe last, well, I think it came out in February.
I saw it online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is stuff I've preached for my whole career.
Right.
You know, is, you know, if you really want to lose weight, but change your body, you got to do both resistance training and cardio. So this study just came out. You know, they talked about some older studies in the past that showed that it was almost 1.7 million men and women involved in the study, and it showed that people who exercise in pretty much anywhere are less likely to be obese than people that are sedentary.
Well, mm-hmm, of course.
We know that.
Yeah,
though.
Right.
It said that people that did aerobic exercise and weight training had better odds of just maintaining more of a normal weight. So, you know, I mean, no news is, it's old news to most people. But the newness study that came out that's scary is it said that within a decade, half of Americans will be obese.
Mm-hmm.
Half. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's what they predict. And, I mean, you can kind of already see it happening. I mean,
yeah,
you just look around, you
right.
know.
Yep.
And, I mean, I had a doctor.
When you see it in children, that's when you know, wow, this is epidemic. This is a problem. And it really is.
Right.
There's so many labor dollars that are lost every year because of sickness and disease, and you can avoid it through diet and exercise.
Yeah, I walked into the doctor's office last week I had to get a referral to go see my orthopedic surgeon for my mm-hmm. hip. And I literally walked in the waiting room was full and people were standing, and every single person in that room was pretty much borderline or almost, you know, obese.
Wow.
And they were all, you know, sick, somebody, you know, and I thought, mm-hmm. gosh, I thought, this shouldn't be this way.
Right.
You know, no wonder they're all at the doctor's office,
yeah.
you know, and it's just, but, you know, people, I thought, you think people are catching on, but I've heard stats that say that less than 5% of the population actually exercises regularly.
I know.
Being
and that's
like
why we have all the
week.
Depression that we do too, really, and yeah. the anxiety. It, oh my gosh, if I could get one message out to the world on a billboard, it's exercise and diet really can cure anything.
Yeah,
it really can. And prevent.
Nutrition's
prevent.
The biggest thing.
Absolutely. What do you want to say, Mo Brossette, over there, getting ready to sip coffee? And I
it's decaf tea.
That's good.
I was
me
gonna,
too.
What I was
I'm drinking,
add is,
I'm drinking tea called Easy Now.
Easy. Oh. I'm drinking one called Comfort.
Yes. I like the name. It sounded like a Texas name.
I had
Easy
Zen,
Now.
Zen green tea this morning instead of coffee.
There
yeah.
you go.
I've been doing that.
But I think one of the big issues also is the invention of the scooters and all of the electronic ways we can get around now. You know, we didn't have that a couple of years ago, and it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as one goes away, another one comes up, and you know, people should be walking, but they will get a scooter and ride a block and not walk.
Well, and kids are on their cell phones or their tablets
you know,
a lot.
Phones,
they're not playing games. They're not outside. Yeah,
they're not
scary.
Social. Yeah.
And something that's important to know too is that kids up until about the age 12. You're still developing fat cells. And then your body kind of stops developing fat cells, and they either get bigger or they get smaller. So if a child before the age of 12 is already overweight, or, you know, I mean, sometimes you see kids that are literally obese at that age, they're going to struggle the rest of their lives because they have more fat cells than a kid that was not overweight.
Well, and not only that, they also have a propensity. Like, every fat cell that's ever produced never goes away.
Right,
it can only shrink.
Right.
It can only shrink.
It can only get smaller or bigger.
So you have...
If you have more fat cells, you're going to tend to have a hard time.
You're going to get fatter, faster, and easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you've lost it.
And another thing to look at too is you have to look at we have to look outside of the big city in metropolitan areas, because in rural areas there are more like food deserts. The ability to get good quality food is a lot less. And if you want organic, if you want grass-fed, free-range, it costs more to ship it in. And also, there are just a plethora of fast food restaurants there, chain restaurants, where you can go, and like you can go to Chili's, right, and get whatever.
Terrible food, you know, all of it.
Something, get a meal for like
$7. Full of salt and sugar and terrible oils and not organic and just junk.
And that's what people do. They don't understand, and they're rushed, and they don't exercise, and you know they exacerbate it.
And with all the food delivery services now, too.
Oh, my God.
You can have whatever restaurant in your home anytime.
So you literally don't have to leave the house.
All these different apps. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's another issue.
And when you do leave the house, you get in your car or you get on a scooter, and you know. We've lost that ability.
Let's exercise during the break.
To wonder.
But clearly, if you know, exercising early in life, having your kids be active is going to help prevent the obesity. But the newer studies, they did do some new studies, and they because the past studies didn't examine exercise as far as really weight training, people that did weight training and aerobic exercise. Mm-hmm. So they did do some new studies, and it was of like almost 2 million men and women. But they looked at their body mass index initially and had kind of different people. They had some people that had been sedentary, some people that were leaner, some people that were already kind of a little overweight.
Right.
So that they had different variables to look at as far as how different people were effective. And pretty much everyone that they had some people doing just aerobics exercise, you know, like steady state, some people doing weights and then groups doing both. And clearly the best results came from the people that were doing the aerobic training and the weight training. Mm-hmm. And it was something like those who did both were 50% less likely to be obese than inactive people and 20% less likely than the people who just did aerobic exercise or weight training alone, like one or the other. So the bottom line of this whole article was, yes, it's better to do both. But you know how I like to train? I like to get my cardio during my weight training workout. Yeah, we've talked about that a lot on the show. So when you, because time is tough for people.
How do you do it? What's your typical?
Well, you hear about the high intensity workouts. So it's I combine strength training with kind of high intensity, like hit things. So you might do, you know, a deadlift or a squat.
So people out there, they just sent me a telepathic message. They want to know what strength training means exactly, other than lifting
it's
weights.
Weight training. But for some people, you know, doing a body weight squat, if they're just starting, is enough. They don't need to add weight to it, you know. So it depends on the fitness level you're at. But at some point, you need to bring in, whether it's free weights or machines or kettlebells, whatever you end up doing, or all of the above is what I like to do, is, you know, combining it. But getting where when you go into workout, you're doing work to get stronger, but you're also doing stuff that gets your heart rate up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like doing a deadlift and then doing a medicine ball slam or a wall ball or doing the ropes or doing some plyometric work like jump squats or box jumps. So you're and then you go back and you might do push-ups and you might go over and, you know, do the medicine ball and, you know, kind of mixing it up. So you're during your workout, your heart rate's up. So it's like interval training, but you're also combining it with the strength training.
Well, and you don't need a lot of equipment. You know, I think back when I was Poe, really Poe, and I'm serious. I used to jump in place.
Yep.
You know, I'm serious. I used to run up and down stairs at apartment complexes. I would do box jumps on the stairs, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do a lot of things without having any equipment.
Yeah, I mean, I program for clients, online clients, that work out in their homes, and they have a set of dumbbells and some sort of suspension trainer system. Like sometimes a TRX might be too expensive. Mm-hmm. You can go to Walmart or Target and get the equivalent of a TRX for $20 and then get a kettlebell, get a pair of dumbbells, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the tube, I like the extra tubes that have the handles on the end. I just bought more of them for my house because I'm training some people there. And for you.
Yeah. What's that thing that you told me about a couple of weeks ago? It's like a chisel or not a – the what is it? Come on, you guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a thing you like put on yourself and it like shakes you.
Oh, the Hypervolt. The massage gun.
Yeah,
what's the name of it, though? It's like the...
Well, there's the name brand.
Theragun. Hypervolt.
Hypervolt. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Hypervolt?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically, it looks like a gun and there's different attachments.
I want to get one of those.
It creates a vibration, so it helps get the muscles to kind of release and let go, get rid of overactive muscles and
yeah,
stuff like that.
I need
just
that.
Used it on a client before I came here because she's been literally incapacitated from playing tennis and she got injured on piriformis and sciatica stuff. And I just had it right on her piriformis, on her butt. She got up and she felt so much better.
Well, you know,
like
that's
immediate
where,
relief.
Well, and you carry most of your stress in your shoulders and your buttocks. I did not know that until I got reminded again about the buttocks.
I love how you say that.
That's why when someone's a pain in, I already said this last week, I'll repeat it, but when someone you say, oh, they're a pain in the, you know what, they're a pain in the ass, you know, or a pain in the neck, that's real. So
right. It can be.
It's true.
It's true. They really are a pain
you
in the ass.
Literally are a pain in my ass.
That's where you hold attention. My left butt cheek gets really tense.
I wonder why it's your left.
I don't know.
Mine's my right.
Yours is your right. Mine's my left. Right. Okay. We'll be right back, everyone. More coming up with Tina Burdette and Mo Brosette. She's no trouble sleeping. Love this music. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. I've got Alicia Hopper on the controls in there on the music. Navi Mendoza is in studio with us. Tina Burnett and Mo Brosette. So Mo Brosette has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. The Adaptive Training Foundation is a Dallas-based nonprofit that leads disabled military veterans and civilians through a 9-week mental and physical training program called Redefine. And through his unique program, Mo helps these adaptive athletes overcome physical, emotional, and mental pain, fear, and self-doubt. He is a corporate speaker on fear and human potential, where he teaches companies and individuals how to achieve professional and personal goals, overcome limiting beliefs, and use fear as your greatest tool for success. You can find him at his website, brosetteperformance.com, and that's BROSSETTE performance.com, or on Instagram at Brosette Performance Coaching.
You can't do that.
Tina Burnett. Oh my God, I love her. She's such a good friend.
Oh my God. Wow, Bernadette. That's so different from your Italian accent,
right,
or your New York accent.
That's my LA accent.
Yeah. Do they really
I just
talk like
shot
that?
My lips.
That's like everyone in California thinks we ride horses and have big hair.
Oh, I know. I'm joking around, but you know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to be silly. I'm here to entertain you.
Yeah.
Did you not know that? And educate you.
Are you not entertained?
You're doing it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Tina Burnett is a dear friend of mine. She is, and she has a bachelor's of kinesiology, and she is certified. She is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. She is certified in biomechanics, and she is part of the Aerobic and Fitness Association of America. She's been in the fitness industry for over 30 years, teaching cardiovascular classes at several of Dallas's top studios and health clubs, as well as instructing and developing resistance training programs for individuals and groups in the gym and in the home. She has also been named the top female personal trainer in DFW by the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame. You can contact her at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com. That's TB Fitness Pro. I almost said Pritness Pro. I don't know what the hell.
You just switched the F and the P.
I love when I do that. It's fun. It makes me laugh. Or you can find her on Instagram at TB Fitness Pro. TB Fitness Pro. That's you, Tina.
That's me.
All right.
Go follow.
I know you wanted to say one more thing about your article in the New York Times about combining aerobics and weights, that it's tied to optimal weight control. And then we're going to go to Mo and talk about negations and affirmations. I can hardly wait. Seriously. But Tina, what did you want us to know?
I just wanted to bring up the whole nutrition factor because we didn't really get into that. Because, you know, even though all those studies showed, you know, that the people that did aerobic exercise and weight training had less likely, like 50% less likely to be overweight or obese.
Absolutely. You can't out-exercise a bad diet.
Right, exactly. And so they didn't study, they didn't mention anything that they looked at what the people were eating or anything. But so I just think we need to make, I want to make sure the point is put across that there are people that will exercise and still not get results. And
right.
You got to look at diet. I mean, it's what, 85 to 90% of what you, your results.
Absolutely.
Yep. And not only to lose body fat, but just to, you know, you got to eat the right foods to have the energy to work out and,
absolutely,
and have your muscles recover. You know, higher proteins, some good healthy fats, as we all know. I mean, we say it over and over and over. Lots of veggies. Whether if you're vegan, you're just making sure you're getting the protein that you need.
And
the
there's
sources.
Lots of proteins it's so, in plants. It's a yeah. People think yeah. protein. They automatically think meat. Okay, so I'm here to tell you, like, there's a lot of protein even in broccoli. I believe yeah. in a half a cup, there's 6 grams of protein, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check it out. I'll Google it.
No, Google it.
Google it. But what are some of the recommendations that both of you want to make here to people listening about their diet? Big mistakes that they make or just...
Well, let me say this, because I know I've seen studies before in the past that show that people that do excessive aerobic training and like, and I, because I've been there, is do that. That can actually tend to increase your appetite. Mm-hmm. It has a lot to do with the changes in cortisol and hormones level, right. hormone levels. But the weight training and the higher intensity training actually has been proven to kind of stifle your appetite a little bit. And I'll tell you from my own personal experience, when I was running all that running and doing triathlons and cycling, all that, I would just be starving.
Ravenous.
Yeah. And I was heavier and had higher body fat during the days yep. I was doing all that cardio. And I was still lifting weights, but I was kind of just, I was doing more cardio than I should have.
I never lifted weights.
I still did.
You're the one that introduced me to that. Yeah. Well, actually, no. Before I met you, there was a trainer. His name is Forrest. I don't remember his last name. He was amazing. He worked at the XL Park gym there, and I got to work out for free. He got me in the most incredible shape of my life, and it was from lifting weights.
Yeah.
You know, we hit the weights, and I mean, I could bench press, free press my own body weight twice, believe it or not.
Yeah. I mean,
I got so strong.
When I coach people for Ironman now, or I coach people for ultra marathons, a big part of their programming is heavy weight training.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's not all about the cardio.
Yeah. When I started doing more weights, less cardio, and doing more just more sprint work and stuff, it's like yeah. I leaned out like crazy. I mean, I lost that extra fluff that, you know, because I was eating so much. I'd come in and I just want to eat and I want carbs.
Right.
Just tons and tons of carbs.
Well, and people make a mistake.
Screws with your appetite.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. I say one of the number one mistakes that people make with their diet is they eat a lot of corn. They eat corn, corn chips. Corn is what they feed cows to fatten them up when they take them to slaughter.
Right, especially the GMO. Yeah.
And that's genetically modified. Yeah. They say that the genetically modified corn, along with all the antibiotics in the food, and if you eat a lot of meat, and unless it's grass finished, you're getting antibiotics.
Oh, for sure.
You are, which make you fat too.
Yeah.
Just by the way.
And changing your diet, like changing the way you eat, especially around endurance training. I mean, I raced triathlon full time for 7 years, and yeah. There's a way where you can eat all carbs and you're always hungry, like what you're saying, mm-hmm. or you can also eat higher fat and make your body more metabolically efficient.
Like a nice avocado.
I'm not talking about ketosis, but being metabolically efficient, so your mm-hmm. body right. learns how to use more fat for fuel. I could go on a 3.5 hour bike ride on only water and electrolytes and feel fine, and then eat when I was ready to after that.
Because your body was trained to burn fat for fuel.
Yeah, because for example, the man who owns the world record at the 100-mile run, mm-hmm. his name is Zach Bitters, he does that in ketosis. So look at
that. So I was just going to ask you, what do you guys think about the ketogenic diet, both of you?
Yeah, it's great. Look, anything is good until it's not. So that's what I was going to say. Don't go on to something like, don't go on plant-based. Like, don't watch Game Changers and think you're going to change your life by eating plant-based and go into that realm. And same thing with keto. Don't think I'm going to go plant-based for 30 days. I'm going to do keto for 30 days. You've got to look at diet. Yeah, the last day you can eat food is that's when you change your diet because mm-hmm. you're not alive anymore. This is a lifelong journey. I mean, I've been studying this since 2004 and preaching this in holistic nutrition. It's about the balance of what you eat and how you eat it. Mm-hmm. And what's good for me might not be good for you, might not be good for you or you. So you have to find someone to help coach you through that process of finding out it's not about counting calories. It's about learning what foods work right for you and mm-hmm. your metabolic needs and your hormones.
Well, and I do think that we eat way too much meat in this country.
Sure.
It's like meat for breakfast, meat for lunch, meat for dinner. I'm on a roll today.
All right.
We'll be back with Mo Brissette, Negations and Affirmations. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Them in Third Eye Blind. Yeah. I saw them in concert. And I'm going to be at the Rolling Stones concert, by the way.
Yeah.
I got my tickets.
We were going to get tickets, but they were not cheap.
One of my clients said the same thing.
You know It's a once in a lifetime. I mean, I've seen him several times. I've actually danced with Mick Jagger.
There you go.
Not that I'm being braggadocious, but I kind of am. but yeah, so I'm so excited. But Third Eyed Blind, we saw him in concert a couple of years ago. They were fantastic at a... You know, at the fairgrounds, you know, where you lay on the ground. What's it?
Fair Park.
Starplex. It used to be Starplex. It's something else now. It's changed a few times.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been since we've been there.
Right, exactly.
And then I saw Nine Inch Nails there once, too.
Yes,
that was really
I saw Nine Inch Nails
there. Were you
there,
too, last time they were in town? I love going to music concerts, and I am very excited about the Rolling Stones, and I believe I'm taking Aviana with me, too, so and my two girls. They're like my three daughters.
So jealous.
Aviana's like a daughter to me. But, you know, I want to let you guys know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world on iHeartMedia. You know, One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, plant-based protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off all their products. Go to sunwarrior.com. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-formed probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. They also sponsor your podcast, MoBroSat. It's a great company, you guys. And so is Wild Foods, another great company, both of them based out of Austin, Texas. Small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. They have some incredible products. They really do. Check them out. You'll like it. I guarantee it. PaleoFX, heal thyself, change the world for a limited time. Badges are now 15% off. It's selling. It's selling out. We will be there.
Yes, we will.
We should go with us this year, Tina.
When is it?
It's at the end of April.
Yeah, April 23rd.
It's an amazing.
Is it in Austin or is it
24th, 25th?
It's in Austin, and it is the largest health expo, really.
Yeah.
Where you know it's about everything, body, mind, spirit, everything that we talk about on the show. Michelle and Keith Norris do a fantastic job organizing all of it, and it's just gotten really, really big. And it's just a good event. If you want to,
it's April 24th, 25th, 26th.
Yeah, we've got a huge Airbnb. You need to
come on,
throw a little coin at me, and you got to pass through the door.
Yeah, I'll stay. In the same, is it a house?
Yep.
Yeah, we rented a house.
Oh,
we did.
Cool.
We're
gonna rage on Thursday night.
So nice.
Is there room for me?
Yeah, we'll make a bed for you. Absolutely.
You can have my bed. I'll sleep on the couch.
There you go. Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's a great event. Everyone, I encourage you to go. Take a trip to Austin, a great city here in Texas, and check out Paleo FX. And, of course, Karma Baker. I'm getting mine in the mail, I think, today. I ordered a couple of, I think I ordered the cookies and the cupcakes. They're such a good company. If you want 100% organic, they're out of California. Hello there in California, KMET, all my listeners out there. Thank you so much. Karma Baker, always vegan, gluten-free experience. Karma Baker, check out some of their specials at KarmaBaker.com, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, Veg World Magazine, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. All right. Are you ready, Mo?
Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Okay. So, Mo has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, but he is the Adaptive Training Foundation Director of Mindset and Nutrition. I should have said that first, at the Adaptive Training Foundation. He is a corporate speaker on fear and human potential, where he teaches companies and individuals how to achieve professional and personal goals, overcome limiting beliefs, and use fear as your greatest tool for success. You can find him at brosetteperformance.com. Okay, let's talk about this.
Let's go.
Negations and affirmations. So why do you want listeners to know about, first of all, give us a negations, definition of negations and affirmations.
Negation is a negative word, negative self-talk. So words like can't, won't, don't, shouldn't, couldn't, never, always, but, things that when you think about them or when you say them, it makes you think about what isn't possible, what you don't want to happen, and what can't happen. So prime example, we're talking about diet and nutrition, right?
Right.
So typically people will go on a diet because they don't want to look bad. Right, I don't want to look like this anymore. I don't want to feel bad anymore. That's a negation, because even though you mean it with all good intensive purposes, it's still focusing your mind on what you don't want to happen.
Right.
So
instead, it's a contradiction or the denial of something.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So when you replace that with an affirmation of what is possible and what you do want, like I can, I am, I will, that starts to, at the subconscious level, reprogram your brain. New neural pathways of creation of what you do want to happen. So when you see things, you're like, you know what? When you go on a diet, for example, what you think about is all the things you can't have. Well, I can't put this on my salad.
You're right.
Right.
Yep.
But instead of saying, I do get to try this new flavor, I am going to try this out because I know this is what's going to make me feel good. So instead of saying, again, I don't want to be fat anymore, I do want to feel better. I am going to work on my nutrition because this is going to make me healthier, right? So see how the simple change in language takes
four
a whole,
agreements. Be right. impeccable with your word.
Exactly. Literally be impeccable with your mm-hmm. word. And right. it happens on all levels. And we mean it with good purpose. But that, and that's another one, the word but. However.
Mm-hmm. Try.
yeah.
I'm going to try. I'll try and meet you.
Try is.
I hate the word try.
Try is kind of in between.
Try is what we call soft talk.
Yeah.
So you have soft talk, which is, yeah, I'll try and maybe.
Yeah.
I might try to go to the gym next week.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come over tomorrow. Just say you're not going to, right?
Yeah. Right. yeah.
So it's that type of language. So be definitive with what you say. So when it comes to the negations, think about how you use that in your day.
Well, how can negations hinder, speaking of throughout the day, how can negations hinder your goals and growth?
Because you're always focused on what you don't want to happen. You're operating out of fear and you're operating because you don't want this bad thing to happen to you. Or you don't want to feel this way anymore. So you're constantly in that fight or flight sympathetic nervous system state.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't mean to be, which we all know we've talked about before, most of us don't breathe properly. We breathe through our chest, not through our belly. And when we're doing that and we're focused on, man, I can't be late for this meeting. I can't miss this sale. I don't want to lose this client. I have to have these sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
We're all operating in this mindset of scarcity mm-hmm. versus abundance and creation. Which is what we have when you want it, when you create it in your mind first.
What about someone out there thinking that just sent me another message? I listen to my listeners. No, I do. I intuitively can hear people what they're thinking.
Yeah.
And now I forgot what they were thinking.
Unfortunate.
yeah. But no, I think this is something that what I was thinking is that. That this is like getting to the very root of your inner peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yes. This is exactly what it is. This is changing you at the subconscious level. This is changing how you perceive everything. When I started learning this last year, then I coach people one-on-one with this stuff, helping them learn and understand how to reframe language. It's so amazing when you start to do it for yourself, how much better life is on a daily basis. Like everything I do. Now it's a challenge.
No, I want to, Mo, you get up in the morning. What is the first thing you say and do? Like, give us a little layout
first thing
of your
I
day.
Do?
Like a typical thing. Well, no, I don't want to know the first thing because it's probably pee.
No.
But
I turn on the coffee. I go, I read the Daily Stoic and then I do a meditation.
I love the Daily Stoic.
Yeah.
I get it in my email and I also have the book,
yeah.
Ryan Holiday. I've got all three of his books right here. I'm constantly reading his stuff. Just a really cool guy from Austin, by the way. He's been on the show. And so, but this is something that you really, it can change your life.
It will change your life. It 100% will. This is what I work with people on. This is when I do mindset coaching with people, this is what I work with them on, is how to, and why it's important. The first thing we do is work on reframing your self-talk, eliminating all of the negations and the negative words. So I have people do that by sending me an email every day of what they, like, end of the day, what went well, what did you learn, what are your opportunities? And in that, when they write something, you know, like, I try to do this, or I can't do this, I'll go, okay, cool. How about trying it this way? And teach them to reframe that. So then they have an active action step on a daily basis that's reminding them to do that. I've got a guy that I'm working with right now, just wrapping up a program with him, and he has been able to go, this is huge for him. He's been able to go 1 month without alcohol for the first time in his entire adult life.
Wow.
And this is a massive undertaking for this guy.
Yeah.
So, and it's because of
the
self-talk.
I can feel his pain. I mean, just from, trying to not, I just went through this myself.
Yeah.
Where I had to, because I had such high blood pressure, cutting out all alcohol and all coffee, like cold turkey, like that.
Yeah.
And it's difficult, especially if you're, been someone who, like me, rolls home at night, and I pour a little glass of wine.
So what I tell you with that, yes, it's challenging. It will be challenge. This isn't without resistance, but in that resistance is where the growth lies. So you, instead of saying this is challenging, no, it's not. This is great. this is a great opportunity for me to work on myself.
Yes.
So it's about reframing that, right?
I'm so glad that it happened to
me.
I am. It kicked me in the rear end. Because, like, wake up, Bernadette.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
Wake up. I'm so glad that it happened to me. I'm eating well. I'm resting well. I'm thinking well, mm-hmm. you know, and I just, I still have a teenager, so I still have some stress.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But that's what we do. And
that's what you do. You get through it, right?
Exactly. And you get to go through it. That's the thing, right? Like, you get to do this thing. You don't have to do anything. That's another big one.
Well, you know, you mentioned soft talk a little while ago. And then we were, during the break, we were talking about solid talk. Can you elaborate on what the difference between soft talk and solid talk is?
Yeah, soft talk is, I'm going to try to come over tomorrow.
Yeah.
Solid talk is, I'll be over tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
Right? I'm going to try
I
really want to change my diet. I'm going to try to eat less sugar this week. I'm not going to eat sugar this week.
Yeah.
Right, that is solid, affirming, confirming language
Should
to yourself.
Should you write it down?
Write it down.
Write
yes.
it down.
Say
Put it,
it
somewhere where you
and
see
write
it
down.
And
yes.
say it. Yeah.
Yeah, and every time, and when you slip up, because you're going to, don't get down on yourself. Don't go, oh, you idiot, you know, because that's what we tend to do as well. Just use that as awareness. Go, oh, cool. And that's a great, that's just allowing you to practice it more.
Mm-hmm.
So when you mess up, or when you slip up, rather, change it.
Yeah. And when you cut out alcohol, you have to be still.
Exactly.
And you have to face yourself.
Yep.
And
you
things
get
in
to
your
face
life
yourself.
That you need
you
to
get
straighten
to face
out.
Yourself and you that, get to work through the things you that, need to work
that's
through.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love both you guys. Having you in studio, what a fantastic show. Thank you so much. Mo Brossette, you can find Mo at BrossettePerformance.com or Instagram at Brossette Performance Coaching. And Tina Burnett, same. She's one of my BFFs. You can contact her at TBFitnessPro@gmail.com or on Instagram at TBFitnessPro. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. So get out there today and be contagiously positive.